Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Truly is an honor and blessing to be blessed on another, I guess you could say, program of the show that we're having tonight, this ministry program. I am truly honored and blessed to be a part of it, and I thank God for my life, health, and strength, giving him all the honor, praise, and glory. We thank him just for so much that he's done and he continues to do, the little things as well as the big things, that he continues to strengthen us and keep us in this situation of this season. Jesus is the reason for the season. And we thank him for all that he's done, all that he continues to do in our families, our surroundings. We see loved ones that's went through and been through and going through, but he's still holding them up and taking care of them in every situation. Every situation may not be the same situation, but the thing is, he is in the midst of it all. We're going to do our prayer request and have prayer, and then we will get ready to go with the show and the program. Hope each and everyone that's listening in and a part of calling in, we're going to, more or less, I got to thinking about what we could talk about. And it kind of come to a situation of Jesus is the reason for the season. Many think that Christmas trees, Christmas lights, presents, and all kind of things like that are the reason for this season, because they see themselves going to get something out of it and be happy about the things that they see, and getting the kids all built up, spending a lot of money, going in debt for things that you can't afford. But Jesus is the reason for the season. If each and every one of family and parents and everyone would teach their kids more about Jesus and the way that we had to come up in life, just maybe they wouldn't think about all of these big things that they want. And just maybe the parents would understand. You go out there and you spend all of this money and you're already struggling through bill situations and things like that. And you continue to go through and buy and struggle more. And they play with it for a little while. They throw it to the side. But we'll get into that in a little bit. We want to continue to remember the sick and the needy. Continue to pray for all of the bereaved family. Continue to pray for all of our loved ones and our family members. And continue to just pray for each other as a whole, our church bodies, our ministry. And continue to just pray for each and every one that's going through a struggle still yet with this COVID and other things that's coming along with it. Everything is going on at some point in time in somebody's life. And we just can't see the big picture sometimes of what somebody may be going through. So that's why we don't judge anybody's situation. We continue to love anybody. It don't matter your color, who you may be, or what the situation is, but we have many that are evil out into the world today, don't care about anybody, and it don't matter the color that they may be, just want to kill people, want to end up in his life. But God knows best what we all need at what point in our lives that we need it.
that strength that we need comes from him. You know, that help that we need comes from him. That love that we need deep down inside comes from him. That prayer that we need right now in our lives is answered only by him. We have to be sincere, live a life worthy to be able to get in touch with the Lord. Every day is a process, a learning process to draw closer and closer and closer. No one has an excuse for whatever decision that they make in life. If it's a bad decision, you have to look at a situation and you have to ask the Lord to help you. If you feel you're making the wrong situation or the wrong point against anything, you ask God to help you. Jesus has given each and every one of us an opportunity to live throughout eternity. And it's us that he's given the free will to make the decision on what we want out of life, what we want to live in life. So we go to him and we look to him, everything he's done on that cross for us. And he's the reason for the season. Every prayer request that we're going to now, I did forget to say, we're going to continue to remember our government, our nation leaders, and that they would open up their eyes to see that all of them need the Lord. Even the ones that say they have the Lord, but they still agree with the negative and the lies that's going on in the world, they need more of the Lord too, to get a hold to them and let them see that we have to speak up for truth and not give in to lies. So this is a world that's just upside down, but we have a Savior in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that will see us through. I precious heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as once again we come to you as humble as we know how, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for so much that you continue to do for us, Lord, so much that you take us through, for putting up with us, dear Lord, when we can't sometimes put up with other people. But, Lord, you've given us the strength and the grace to be able to go through. You give us a new day of your mercy to be able to have another opportunity, Lord. If anything in our life is not set right or set straight, we got a chance to get it right, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you've surrounded us with people in our lives. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them in their lives, Lord, that someone will bring the same love to them and to be able to share it with someone that's in hurt and pain and in need, needs to hear a kind word, that needs someone to encourage them in the right way. We honor you, Lord, because you've been too good for us to sit back as Christians and not speak out on your behalf what you've given us to say and talk about, your word. We're supposed to go, Lord, and spread the gospel to anybody. It don't matter who they are. Some may listen and some may not, Lord, but that shouldn't stop us from speaking the name Jesus, because he's the reason that we all live today. He's the reason that we all are here today. He's the reason because the Father has sent him on our behalf. So, Lord, we thank you and we honor you. Ask that you bless each and every one that may be listening in tonight, their families and their loved ones, their bereaved families, all of the families that may be going through anything in their life, Lord. We ask that you strengthen them. Because some people's burdened down, dear Lord. Some people's carrying a heavy load. And, Lord, it's not easy sometimes on this road because of the way people are. Some people can be so disrespectful. Some people can be so rude. But, Lord, we have to continue to understand that you're in charge of it all. Help us, Lord, to do your will, not our will. But let your will be done in our lives. each and every day. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, dear God. Help us, Lord, to lean to your understanding and let you lead and guide us in the way that you will. I love you, Lord, tonight, more today than I did yesterday. And each day that comes about, Lord, I love you more and more. I want to share your word more and more to someone, to share that love that you've given me deep down inside. Bless our children, Lord, that we will be able to talk to them and let them know that Jesus is the reason, season. It's not about all of these things that they look at, that they're getting, that they're wanting. But Lord, first of all, let them know the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of what it means, who's involved. Lord, we honor you in a way, dear God, that we just respect and honor you. We ask that you bless each and every one throughout this night. We give you the honor, glory, and praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like good evening to everyone, and hope that everyone is having a blessed evening right now. I want to read this, let's see, the year of the Lord's favor, Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and it says the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. It says Jesus makes a bold move. Jesus launched his public ministry by rolling out a copy of the Isaiah scroll to a specific verse and citing Isaiah publicly in the synagogue. You can find that record, that recorded in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 19, the verse he launched his ministry with. You guessed it, Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. So, you know, we look at it, and we don't, you know, tell our children sometimes the things that we have seen and done over the years when we was coming up for Christmas. When we was coming up in those days when you didn't get much. You might have got a stocking hanging over the tree or over the fireplace. You may have got a, you know, candy cane, apple, orange. You may have got a pair of pants. But when it came to the toys and stuff, you get one toy, and that was it. And you was happy with it. You was happy with anything that you got when you was growing up, when Christmas came around. But the thing about, I'm speaking of myself and my family, the thing about my mom, my dad, he worked to do what he had to do. And mom, they went out and they, you know, it wasn't all about what Santa Claus had did because they were the one working hard and doing what they had to do. But they still went ahead and let us go ahead with the Santa Claus situation in life. they didn't stop it. They didn't try to, you know, put it behind or nothing like that. But we began to understand the hard work and the things that they did and the things that we got in the process when they started buying stuff that we wanted, that they were the real Santa Clauses that God had put in our lives. You know, God makes each and every family or parent or grandparent a Santa Claus in their child's life, but they still believe and think that Santa Claus is what we see on TV and in pictures and things. And we want them to be happy and enjoy the things that they do. But all the time they're not realizing when they're asking the parents for things and telling them, well, this is what we want. And the parents, you know, let them go thinking that, you know, Santa Claus is going to bring it, or he might bring it or whatever. And they end up going out and getting these things, spending a lot of money and getting it, and they think Santa Claus has bought it, and that parent that worked himself so hard, went into debt, did what he had to do to make that child happy. But at the same time, the parent's downhearted because he's in debt, but he never let the child know the real reason behind Christmas is Jesus. We have to let our children know about Jesus and stop talking so much on the gifts and the things that they're going to get. It's all right to talk about that. That's fine. But we have to truly share Christ with our children. And that's an everyday thing. It's not only around Christmas and, you know, things like that. It's an everyday process that we need to do it. Just mention something about it, whether we set them down and talk about them that much or whatever, but just letting them know that it's all about Christ in our lives. And we just want them to know how much we love them and how much Jesus has opened up a way for them parents to do what they have to do to make their children happy. And if we do that, I believe that the kids will get a better understanding. They'll be happy anyway. But when you give them everything that they want, and then when they do something and they don't do something that you want them to do, and you say, well, I'm just going to take this and take that from them. Well, it's good sometimes to do that. But most of the time, does it really work? You say you're going to take it, but you end up taking it for a little bit. Then you put them right back out there on it again. Then they right back where they started from. So we have to realize Christmas is a special season with a special meaning behind it that's not talked about as much. And we have to realize that we have to share it as much as we can because, like I said, God has made a way for each and every one of us through his Son. And his Son has did everything that has to be done for us to be able to live a Christian life throughout eternity. It's up to us to make the choice. Do we want it? Or do we just want to talk about it and say, well, I don't know. But I used to say back then, I tell myself, I'm not ready to get saved. And, the deacons of the church would tell me, say, well, if you're not ready, you'll never be ready. And see, I didn't understand what they were saying and the thing about it. And, you know, I went to church all my life, but, you know, the thing was it took much going to church and listening instead of just going and doing nothing. And much of my mom, you know, mainly because she was a church-going woman, a good Christian woman, and she talked to us about all of this because that it was in her. It was taught her. She prayed. We'd get down on our knees sometime at night, and we'd just about fall asleep because the prayers would be so long, we felt, and everything. But she believed in getting on her knees no matter what time of the morning, what time of the day, or what time of the night. And when we went to bed, we didn't pray by ourselves. We prayed all together. She made sure we all were together and we had prayer. And when I say we had prayer because, like I said, they got long sometimes and it felt like we'll never get up off our knees. And knees would be all ashy and everything when you got up and you'd be like, well, man, I'm glad to be up. You'd be ready to go to bed because you about fell asleep while you was there. But she continued to talk to us about Jesus. And that's what we got to continue to do to our children. I got everyone's mics open. If anyone have any comment or anything they'd like to say, we just keep it spiritually based, clean and everything, and just continue to just try to uplift and encourage as much as we can. So praise the Lord, everyone. Your mic is on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this season.
Praise
I thank
Lord.
God that I know who Jesus is. And
yes.
I learn about age straight away. But he didn't forget about me. But
Amen.
Prayer was
Amen.
For me. And he drew
oh,
me
yeah.
the spirit in. And I'm so
me
glad
too.
That I know it's because of him, because of his birth. And because he came into this world, praise
yeah.
God, I thank God, he went to the cross. He had me in mind, and he died for me as well as the
yeah,
whole wide
Lord.
World. And
praise
I thank God
Lord,
that
yeah.
his spirit is down on the inside of me. Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas, because of
That's right.
the birth of Jesus Christ. That's why he came.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
why he came. Those that don't know him is missing the great bread blessing of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
he loves us. God loved the world that he
yeah.
gave his only begotten Son. And the Son gave his life. And
yes,
I'm so
did.
Thankful for that day that
me
he
too.
Gave his
me
life
too.
For me. I thank him for the joy. I thank him for the peace. I thank him for just his grace and his mercy that he has put on the inside of me, because he's the
Amen.
Best thing that happened to me. And
oh,
I thank
yeah.
God
me too.
For my family. I thank God for the love that he's put in my heart. Praise God, because when I pray, I know that he hears my prayer. Praise
oh,
God,
yes,
that's
Lord.
Our That is our weapon. We are to pray for one another. We can
yes.
always be with the one, but I realize that through prayer, prayer goes where we can't go. Praise
yes,
God.
It does.
And God can honor those prayers, and it covers our loved ones. It's a protection that covers our loved ones. We may not can be there with them, but prayer can cover them.
Amen.
Like
yes, he can.
About mother, that was one of my sisters, and she was a holy woman. And she
Praise
prayed
God.
For her family. Just like
yes,
our
she
mother.
Did.
She prayed for her children. And that's what we're doing today. We pray for our children, our nephews, our nieces, and
yes.
our loved ones. And that love is in our heart. Praise God.
Yes, it
feels
is.
Over our nieces and our nephews and our loved ones. And I just thank God for this season. I thank God because he is still blessing. It's been
yes,
over 2,000 years old, but he is still blessing. We're still celebrating his birth.
That's
Praise
right.
God. We're
That's
still
right.
celebrating what he did when he came into this world. Praise God. He came into his own as he got older, and his own didn't even receive him. But I thank God that I received him in my heart, and I'm still rejoicing and still celebrating his birthday when it comes. But every day, praise God, I thank God that he lives in my soul.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
And I thank
Amen.
God for you, brother. Thank God because I know that he lives today. Why? Because
yes, he does.
He lives in
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I have this right here. It says, Jesus is the reason for the season. And then it says, That's my message this Christmas. The hope that is in me is the redemption and saving grace found only in Jesus Christ. And when the birth and the life of one man, Jesus, fulfilled hundreds of prophecies that were made centuries before his birth, it's undoubtable that my hope, my trust, and my faith is placed in him. So we got a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot.
That's
we know where our hope lies, where our trust lies. Everything lies in Jesus. And I need a redeemer. I needed a redeemer. He was the one that died. He's the one give us the opportunity that we have today. You know, he lived for a purpose that was already before the foundation of the world, and he fulfilled it. And he looked down on each and every one of us. He already knows. You know, I used to look back and I think, well, I choose when I want to get saved. I choose when I want to do this, or I choose the Lord when I get ready. But the thing is, when I got to reading and got saved, I fell back many a times too. But as I was reading and studying, and it come to let me know that he chose me, I started to learn I had to change that story of me choosing him, because I know that I was here for more of a reason, for his cause, not my cause, because I couldn't do a thing if it hadn't been for him choosing me. I wouldn't even have a life right now. I wouldn't have no outcome of way of living right now if it hadn't been for him choosing me and giving me an opportunity to make the right decision to accept what he was offering me. So I thank the Lord for his salvation. I thank him for his birth. I thank him for thinking about me. I thank him for thinking about my family, where he's placed me, the things that he's given me to do. It took a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of paying attention to things, listening to a lot of God's word from the ministry, and continuing to do the research to understand how much he truly loved me when I didn't even know, you know, how much he truly loved me when I was out there into the world. All of the prayers, as the sister said, that was prayed before time for the grandkids, the kids, and everyone else. The old saints, they used to be praying saints. They believed in praying for one another. They believed in praying for each other's families. They believed in taking care of each other's families back then. And if you didn't listen, they believed in whooping each other's families. And the parents didn't disagree with them one time. Because when you come home, if they had to get you while you was out there doing something, you come home, you got it again from your parents. And it made a better person out of a whole lot of people that went through that process in life. Because they respected each other. They respected each other's ways because they lived to do what was right. They may not have the things that we have nowadays to be able to use to search, things like that. But they was real with it. And when it come time to having church, they believed in having church three times on Sundays. I'd be so tired of getting ready and don't go outside to play. And you get dirty. Mama say, well, you out there playing in your clothes thinking you're going to get out of going to church. Said, if you have to go dirty, you're going. And we had to make sure we kept ourselves clean because we know we was going. Wasn't no question about it. And at nighttime when they got happy and had church, they'd take all the kids back on the back pew and just lay them down across there and keep on having church till it was over with. So I tell you, I didn't know how good it could be serving the Lord until He gave me an opportunity. And I always say I'm on borrowed time, because once upon a time when I was sick the way that I was, I didn't think I was going to make it, but he made a way for me to have another chance. And I look at it that way, and I wanted to make the best of that chance. I don't always do what's right sometimes, and I'm not perfect by no means, but I'm looking to live this life the best that I can and in the right way that I know. So we have to continue to look to Jesus, because, as it said, every season, really, when you look at it, just about Easter, Christmas, you know, as far as Halloween, my mom didn't go much on Halloween, because that was one of those type of deals that, you know, is for another day. But all of the good seasons that came about, any kind of holiday, you know, Jesus was the reason. He made it all worthwhile for all of us. And the thing is, we look to him and we praise and worship him and honor him in every way of everything we do. So I'm thankful tonight. Amen. I'm blessed. And I'm going to continue on this journey. I know I have my sister pastor on. It's just like she says sometimes, I like this road that I'm on, and I'm going to continue to stay on this journey and this road, because I love the Lord, and I know he loves me, and I'm going to live the best that I can to keep on striving on the straight and narrow. Don't want to stray too far to the left. Don't want to stray too far to the right. Want to be straight and narrow and keep on moving forward.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that, because that's the way I feel.
Amen.
I feel the same way. I'm going to stay on this road that I'm on. And it's not a flower bed of ease. I'm going to let you know that.
That's right.
But I'm still going to stay on this road. And as you were talking, I thought about my past. And I used to think, this is the way I used to think, but I don't think this way anymore since Jesus has come into my life, that Christmas, it was a time to party and have fun, but it was the wrong way of partying and having fun, drinking and enjoying yourself and getting with other people and doing whatever you wanted to do that made you feel good.
That's right.
I look forward to Christmas because I knew it was partying time. And I was going to make sure that I was where I could be in a place where I could enjoy myself, because I had this, I don't know why, but I had this thought in my heart that, you know, if I got saved, well, you couldn't enjoy it. You couldn't be being saved. There was no fun. So I wanted to be able to enjoy my life, and I wanted to be able to have fun. But praise God, I was wrong. I realize now that Jesus, hallelujah, is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Glory to God. And even though it's been over 2,000 years ago, this Christmas season, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's just renewed every year. Every year I look to celebrate, forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And thanking him for coming into my life. Because I once was lost, but now I'm found. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I love this journey. You know, sometimes I have to cry.
Amen.
Sometimes it gets hard. And there are times when I feel like, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. And I have to pray until he lets me know.
Right.
And
that's
he gives me a word or speaks to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And lets me know. Glory to God.
He will.
because I know that the devil is a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
Even though things are the way they are, and I'm learning to look beyond the way things are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, sometimes even when I think my emotions, I say that you're a liar.
He's a liar.
Even to my emotions, you are a liar.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
We got to let even our emotions, and sometimes even the doctors, we got to let them know, because we serve a sovereign God. God that's over everybody and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I thank God for that. And when he came, hallelujah.
Yes.
He came, Lord. Look, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Can I just read Matthew 17?
Thank you, too. Thank you.
He says, for if one man's offense, death reigned by one, talking about Adam, because he sinned, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, talking about Jesus Christ. Because
Amen.
When he come, even though Adam sinned, yet still, as a sinner, we were separated. I know
we're
separated from God, but praise God, according to the word of God, we can reign over sin's power because of Jesus. We don't have to yield to sin.
No, because
he came.
He came.
So I'm so glad with all that I've been through and what I'm still going through. And that I can witness and say, since Jesus has come into my life, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He made a difference
praise
in me.
Yes,
he sure
too.
Did. He made a difference in me. I'm not that girl
me
I
too.
Used to be.
No.
Hallelujah.
No.
Glory
that's
to God.
Right.
I didn't take nothing for my journey that I'm on now. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't take nothing for it, even though I'm having trials. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I thank him for every miracle that he's brought me over, because I've had mountains
praise
to climb.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he's brought me through trials. Lord,
thank
God
you.
Almighty. I'm telling
thank
you, hard trials.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him up. I'm not going to let him go. Hallelujah. But he's blessed me, too. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Hallelujah.
I thank him tonight.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you right now, I thank God for this season. I say hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty.
Lord.
I'm going to serve him for the rest of my life. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Can't give up now.
I can't. He's done too much for me and still working things out. I may not be able to see him, but I know that God's working.
He's still working.
I thank him for the faith that he has given me. Praise God. Yeah, I love celebrating. But you know, as I said earlier, how I used to celebrate partying and drinking and everything, I celebrate in a different way. Praising God, giving him the glory, giving him the honor, giving him the praise. Thanking him for his goodness and his mercy. That's new every morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the way I praise him now.
And I'm thankful that I learned.
Hallelujah.
This Richard says, I want you to understand that the greatest gift ever given cannot be purchased with money. It was purchased. Sacrifice and bloodshed and Calvary. The greatest gift is the birth, death, and resurrection of our
Savior
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The real reason for the season, the birth of Jesus.
We
and it's right here, Isaiah 6:9 says, for unto us a child is born.
Yes, glory. Thank you for the child.
and the government shall be mm-hmm. upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the
Hallelujah
of peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So the greatest ever.
The greatest gift.
There's no other gift that's greater
than the gift
that comes on the 25th of December, Christmas, than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is and will always be the reason
the greatest gift for the season.
And like I said, we have to let our children know this. They need to know. They need to know more of it. The more we can share it with them, the more we can find something to give them to read on this, to understand this by sharing it with them, to where they understand that it's not all about the gifts and things that you get when you wake up on that morning.
No, that's not what it's about.
Happy birthday to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Give him the honor and praise when you open up your eyes. You're able to see, you're able to hear, you're able to touch, able to feel, able to speak. Some not able to do none of this, and they still, and they just and they thanking the Lord anyway, praising the Lord anyway. You may not be able to hear, may not be able to see it, but they got it in their heart, and it's on their mind to thank him for just being there, just being a part of something.
Jesus.
Just being a part of life. And we don't see these things. People's going through things, but they're still praising and worshiping God. But we have people that can do any and everything that they have to do, and they don't even look towards that cross to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he has done. What he has sacrificed and give to each and every one of us freely, because people always want something free. Well, this is free. Why not accept it? Why not go for it? Why not
accept it?
Just open up to it.
Salvation is free.
People always want something free, but when you offer this kind of free, they turn away from
it.
They call you crazy. They look at you funny. But the thing is, can't give up. We got to continue to share it, continue to tell them, continue to let them know about what's been done for us in our lives, what he's done for me, the change he made in my life. He can do for you, but it's up to you to make the decision whether you want it. And we got to let our children know at a young age when they grow up. Because the older they get caught up with the wrong thing, caught up in the wrong mess. And the thing is, they wonder why. They get bullied and they get scared. So many of them are taking their own lives because they're scared of being bullied by people and things like that. But they never know about Christ because their parents didn't take the time to let them know.
My Lord Jesus.
Everything. No matter what. I mean, children don't understand. If you think about Christ in your life and you've been bullied and you open up to talk to somebody, even if you have to talk to the Lord in silence, he'll fix that thing. If you're sincere from the heart and you look to him, he'll fix that thing. But so many of them don't look his way. They look as if death is the only way out. And they hurt. So many families is hurting. That's just like that young man on TV. They showed the one that opened up for Ellen DeGeneres, young black man, 40 years old. They said he committed suicide. He had 3 kids and a wife, millions of dollars, but wasn't satisfied with life. Don't know what he was going through. Don't know what was on his mind. But he left behind those 3 children and a wife. Now they're suffering because of the loss of someone in their life. And nobody knows what he was going through because some people don't talk about these things. Some people don't let nobody know because they feel that if they let somebody know their weakness, that it's going to get worse or it's going to be embarrassing. But we have to understand, we have to talk to somebody. Best people to talk to you that I found, spiritual leaders. If you know any good spiritual leaders that you can talk to, anybody that may be listening in over the internet or whatever, and all of us tonight, if you have anyone, you're going through anything or your children's going through anything during these holidays with anything in their life, we have to talk to us. It's our only way out. He's the only source that can change any and everything in life.
That's true.
And I believe.
And when you were, and what you were saying, what comes to me is money.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know that money cannot make you happy and give you peace.
No,
it will. It will satisfy you for a while, but it will not give you peace of mind throughout eternity and forever.
That's right.
Forever.
That's right.
The only peace that we will have is in Jesus alone. Is in Him.
That is so true. Yes, He is.
And no matter how rich you may be,
that's right. You can't buy peace.
You still, and if you don't have Jesus in your life,
no
good. Because that money's not going to make you happy.
No, it's not.
Praise the Lord. And I had asked the church a few Sundays ago. I'd asked them, if you had a chance, had to make a choice, and you had all the money in the world where you could just buy whatever you wanted to, you know, buy, and friends, because as long as you got money, you're going to have friends. People are going to be surrounding you and everything. I said, what would you choose, money or peace?
Peace.
And
peace,
they said peace. I said, that's what you should choose, because money won't make you happy.
Oh, no.
But peace of mind, peace in Jesus. The Bible says it passes all understanding. People don't even know you have peace. Even if you're in sorrow and you still got peace,
that's right.
They don't know what's going
that's
on.
Right.
So-and-so, they're like
right.
so-and-so. Look how they acting. Because Jesus,
that's right.
they have
Hallelujah.
Jesus in their life.
Hallelujah.
He'll give you peace in the midst
peace.
Of the storm.
Oh, yes,
I know that because he's done it
Jesus.
For me.
Praise the Lord.
And I don't tell anybody that. I know how hard it gets. But he gave me peace of mind. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Even when I was at a receiving, I couldn't shake hands. I couldn't talk to nobody. People encouraging me, and it was going in one year and after the other. I was just so grieving so deeply and hurt so bad. But I said, Lord, and I sit there and I prayed. I said, I don't want to be this way. Help me.
Yes.
And I continued to ask for help and pray and talk to him while I was sitting there. I'm telling you, before that receiving was over, he lifted that, and I was
praise
able.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he hurt me to my heart.
And I know it's
but
I know
I was
it's true
able to get up.
Yes.
And I was able to shake the people's hand. I was able
praise
to smile when I couldn't before.
Yes.
But when Jesus inclined to my prayer, he listened.
Oh, yeah.
And he heard it. And he fixed it. And you know
praise
what? I didn't leave there like I came.
Hallelujah.
I left there with peace of mind, and I was able to encourage others. Praise the Lord.
Well, that's what it
Hallelujah.
Takes.
He did that
that's
for me.
That's what it takes. He'll do it.
He will.
He'll
Amen.
Do it.
Amen. I know he will.
I know he will, and I know he can. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
I'm a witness. He did that.
Me too.
He says,
because with my
sister,
He says in his word, peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not
I leave with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's what
he tells us
that's
things.
What.
We
yeah,
can tell not what his word says. That's why it's important for us to know his word.
Amen.
So he's not like he should lie. He'll do just what he said he would do. We can depend on it.
That's
we
the
can
truth.
Trust him. We can. We can trust him.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for the child.
I know we can.
As Isaiah said, for to you. Glory
praise
to
God.
God. I thank God. He grew up. Hallelujah. He grew up. And
he
preached. He died. He rose. That we might live. He took my punishment on himself. And praise God. I give him the glory and I thank God I'm on the winning side.
We on the winning side. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And just knowing that makes me feel good.
It does.
Praise God.
Anything we, it says anything we can ever receive on this earth does not come close in comparison to the greatest gift ever given to us and don't call us to anything. That gift is the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
You and
what about
I, nothing. So it lets us know anything on this earth don't compare
anything.
To this gift that costs you nothing.
Uh-huh.
This gift don't cost you nothing. Nothing compares with it.
Mm.
Whatever the situation is, you can depend on this gift. You can look
yes,
to this
you.
Gift. You can pray to this gift.
Amen.
There's so much you can do in life for this gift to continue to bless and help you through life. Keep you in order in the right way. But, as I said, people don't want this gift.
They don't
want
it.
They look at you like you're crazy. They say, well, you know, I don't want it. I'm not ready. But I did the same thing, though.
I was that
way, too. No, I'm not ready. I can't have no fun. I can't have no fun being no Christian, nobody. I wasn't ready for
I know. I know.
But God
has a way of making a believer out of you.
My life, Bishop, preached that sermon. God has what it takes to make a believer out of you.
That's
he
right.
has
what
it takes to make a believer out of me.
He
so
sure did.
He had to deal with me, and dealing with me was in a deathful way that I didn't think I was.
Is in a fearful way.
But he
and
when he made that way, he let me see how good he could be to me.
That's
and,
right.
And not only
amen.
That.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
He could give me an opportunity to see.
Yeah.
Praise the
yeah.
Lord. His mercy
and
is
it.
Forever.
After that,
thank
did
you,
I want to live or did I want to die? And I chose that I wanted to live for him and do his will.
Uh-huh.
I thank God that I made the right choice because
right.
I believe today that if I didn't make the right choice, I don't believe I'd be here doing what I'm doing now talking to anyone because in the way that he brought me in was in a very fearful way. So I'm blessed.
That's right.
I'm thankful.
That's right.
I love the Lord. And as I said, I'm not perfect. He's still working on me in my life, and this is an everyday process until he calls
everyday
me home.
Jesus. Yes,
so
it
that
is.
Lets
it's
me know in order to do it right, I have to live this life every day. I can't
every
live
day.
This one day and the next day I look and say, well, I think I'll go
every
ahead
day.
This day right here, take a day off and go ahead and just have
every
a good
day.
Time and go out there and party a little bit and do this and do that, and then when I feel like I want to come back to it, I come back again. What if I feel like I want to take a day off and that's the day that he takes me? I'm lost. All that I thought I was doing right, everything, and my life is wasted away throughout eternity. So
you can't
this
take
is
a day.
No, this is
my
this
Lord,
is a salvation that we have to live every day. You can't take no day.
Every,
you got to be
right.
Every day. Ain't no telling how many
you
times
got to live it every day.
That you have to talk to the Lord. It may be no telling how many days. I just can't say, because sometimes during a day, ain't no telling how much I'm sitting there talking inside or talking to the Lord about something, you know, in my heart and mind, because something's going on all the time. It don't mean that everything's bad all the time, but something's always going on. Even if you're asking God to help someone else in the process of you being and doing your own thing, you're asking him to do something for somebody else that you see in need or in hurt or in pain. You have to continue to talk to the Lord, not only for self. You got to move self out of the way sometimes. How many other people's hurting? You just, what you worry about is praying that you keep self right. You keep self right, then you're able to reach the Lord to get a prayer through for someone else. And God will take care of you and yours. So you have to continue to live this life to get a prayer through. I've had many say, I pray for you, but I look and I say, well, in my heart and mind, they can't pray for me because they're not living the life that God has given them to live. It's not that I'm judging. It's what I see.
That's right.
And he said we could be a fruit inspector. So I'm just inspecting the fruit that they're carrying. It's not that I'm judging them at all. But if you're not living it, you're not living it. You show it by the way.
A tree is known by the fruit it bears.
That's right.
You don't have to judge. That's what Jesus said.
That's right. You don't have to judge anything. So I just say sometimes, Lord, help them and help me that I don't judge them. Help me to encourage them and just go ahead and pray for them. And if I do that, then I'm keeping myself in order with the will of God, and that's what I want to do.
That's right, Lord.
His will, his way. If I can stay there, his will, his way, and get self out of the way, then everything is supposed to work out all right.
That's right.
And do what God inspires you to do. That's what we have to do, what he inspires us to.
That's what we have to do. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so we have to stay connected.
Yes, we do. Have to.
We have to stay connected.
Have to.
That's right.
We have about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anything they want to share or anything that they would like to say?
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
All these are done for me.
Good.
He's blessing me.
And we're praying for everybody. Before the Lord. He's been so good.
Yes, he has.
We're going to ask, we have a minute and a half, and we're going to ask as we get ready to close out this program, if our assistant pastor that's on the line right now would lead us in this closing prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We honor you. And we praise you.
Lord.
And, Lord, we ask
Lord.
God, if we have committed any sins, that God
yes,
you forgive
Lord.
Us. So that we
oh,
can
yes,
continue
Lord.
To walk in righteousness and
oh,
live
Lord.
Holy
you,
and
Lord.
Be all that you would have us to be. Because
yes,
we realize
Lord.
The enemy is like a roaring lion. He's walking
yes,
up and
Lord.
Down seeking whom he may devour. But God,
yes,
help us to stand. Help us to put on the
Lord.
Whole armor of God that we will be able to stand. Hallelujah,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Evil days, in the good times, and in the bad times.
Lord.
We ask, God, that you would bless every family or everyone that is listening to this program
yes,
tonight.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Lord, whatever the need, whatever the
yes,
trouble
yes,
or the
Lord.
Problem or the situation or the circumstance that they're going through, we're asking you,
yes,
God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah to fix it, to work it out, to help them to look to you
Lord.
And lean on you
do
and
Lord.
Trust you. Well, glory to God, you are God, and you are sustainer. And if we believe in you and trust you and live the life, everything will be all right. As long as we trust you. God, we thank you for this program. We thank you for everything that's been said and done. And we do give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for all this. And remember the sick and the bereaved.
New Lord.
This we ask in Jesus' name. We pray and say thank you, Lord, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And with that, praise God, everyone, shalom. Hope you have a blessed rest
shalom.
Of the night. And enjoy
Merry Christmas.
Your service tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone.